Paradise Lost. That's the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. It refers to the fires in Hawaii. Below the headline, photos of burnt out cars, high winds fanning huge walls of flames. And there's also a picture of an Irishman who lives on the island of Maui. He's a former TV3 presenter, Peter O'Riordan, and he tweeted yesterday, "House gone, car gone, grandma's house gone, everyone out safe. Pray for us here in Maui." Another picture from Hawaii, which appears in several papers, shows a woman in denim shorts and a sleeveless top. She looks like she's falling backwards as she has both hands clamped over her face. The caption in the Examiner explains she's just found out that her home has been destroyed along with her pets. The banks are the focus of the Irish Examiner front page with the headline, "No new windfall tax on banks' profits." The Examiner goes on to say, "The government has ruled out a suggestion of a windfall tax on Irish banks despite surging profits and a failure to pass on low interest rates to savers." In the Irish Daily Mail, Fianna Fáil TD John McGuinness is quoted as saying that the Irish banks are gouging their customers and their profits are obscene. The Mail continues that while UK banks have passed on 43% of the interest rate rises to their savers, Irish banks have passed on only 7%. The Independent reports on an Irish woman who's stranded in Ukraine with her baby twins. They were born via a surrogate but have no passports and so can't travel. Because of a lack of regulation of international surrogacy, the woman has no legal relationship with her daughters, and although her husband is legally recognised as their father, the Irish government can't provide him with passports for the girls because he's a British citizen. There's a slew of artificial intelligence stories in the papers this morning. The Irish Examiner reports that the government is looking for members for a new AI advisory council. While on AI and health, the Mail says that AI could be used to diagnose a complication in diabetes. The Irish News reports that AI can be used successfully to identify types of Parkinson's disease. And The Sun tells us that new socks, which rely on AI, can be used to monitor dementia patients and allow them live longer at home. One last good news health story in the papers today. The Irish Independent reports that so-called lizard cells could be used to help with arthritis. The paper says that scientists have identified cells that allow reptiles to regrow their tails and that finding these cells could allow for a treatment that would regrow cartilage in people suffering from osteoarthritis. The happiest photos today come from Jerusalem, where Elizabeth and Doody won gold in the long jump in the European Championships. The front page picture in the Irish Times is pure dance. She's frozen in an almost balletic pose mid-air over the sandpit, while the photo in the Examiner also shows her in mid-air, holding the tricolour aloft, jumping and shouting with joy as the scoreboard flashes up her result. And the Irish Times has a feature on an unusual family business in Roscommon. Alan Burrows used to drive 1,000 miles a week fixing photocopiers in Britain. Then he and his wife Kate bought a small holding here and planted a quarter acre of it with willow. The willow grows about 16 feet a year, and Alan and Kate have set up a company making willow coffins. Kate says that making a coffin is what she calls a final act of love for the deceased. But not only do they make coffins for the dead, they've also involved their customers who have not yet passed on. One man with terminal cancer came along to their workshop and actually helped to make his own coffin.